And welcome to Season 8, Episode 32 of Swimming with the Fish. How can you get that far into the year? I do not know. It's only August. We have quite a few more shows to do. Hi, I'm Crutch, and I have had way too much coffee so far today. I am here once again, as always, and very happily so, with the Chief and the Goon. Chief, how are things down there in extreme southern Maryland we call Texas?
The house is emptier. There's an infestation as we were moving out. Both the younger Oberyn and I found roaches on our legs coming from the boxes that the older Oberyn had. So we are going to investigate his room later today.
Uh-oh. So the older Oberyn has moved out.
Roaches and all.
Let's see. Roaches usually, like, I don't know, daily food in his room. That's always a surefire way to get him.
I want to say leave as much as there was. I mean, he didn't. I don't know how the crutchling was, but both Oberyn stack up the rooms so that they don't have to leave except to use the restroom.
My beloved offspring spends so little time in his room. He's just now getting around to take down the decorations his mother put up when he was born. That's how little time he spends in that room. He literally is only in there for sleeping. There's no TV in there. There's no entertainment consoles, nothing like that. There's a bed and a dresser and a light. I don't want to say prison, but you know. You know, three squares and a cot, you know. Goon, your child left without any roaches, right? How are you, Goon?
I'm doing terrific. Thank you for asking. Yes, Goon Child spent lots of time in her room, but she is a neatnik, even worse than me. So her room was immaculate.
So this is a complete move out, Chief, right?
Yes.
Wow, that's awesome. And you've got one that completely moved out too, right? Right, Goon?
Yes, indeed. We've converted the room into a library.
So there's no chance of coming back.
And her door is still split in half because I haven't gotten around to fixing that yet, because it doesn't really need to close.
Which half? Up and down or left and right?
Up and down, like a Dutch door.
Oh. Did you do it on purpose?
No, the hateful kitten accidentally locked herself in there by knocking over a box that was just wide enough to fit between the wall and the door, so I couldn't force it open. And it was too long for me to get anything underneath to flip it up. So I bashed it with my shoulder. And after I'd done all that and hurt my shoulder, Hurricane said, "Why didn't you just sidekick it?" Which would have done it with one kick. It's like, where were you when I needed you?
With great power comes great responsibility and apparently great memory. Because you obviously forgot you could do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, afterwards I was like, that's a swell idea and my shoulder wouldn't hurt.
Speaking of swell, look at my shoulder.
Yeah. It doesn't look like it does in the movies.
What's that? Where you can go through a door with just your shoulder?
Yeah. One, twice, and it splinters.
Well, everything
with the man grunting in a masculine way.
Arr.
That's not what happened.
That's not what happened. Did you kind of whack it and then whimper away like a puppy?
I bounced.
Okay, I would have paid big money to see that. No offense, love you like a brother, but that would have been entertaining.
I'll bet you would have, because I was surprised. I stood there for a little bit, and she goes, "Why aren't you going to hit it again?" I'm thinking, hit it.
No, because it hits back.
Yeah, you hit it, you'll find out.
Holy cats.
She doesn't know what FAFO means, so I couldn't use that.
You have to say it in meow voice. That'll get it.
And so you usually hit the door meow.
Yes.
I think this would be a wonderful idea, meow.
Meow.
Excuse me, did you just say meow? Well, why would I do that?
Meow.
Meow.
We are 5 minutes in and we've already lost all senses of seriousness. That's okay. It's nothing to be serious about today. It's a beautiful day. What's the weather like down in Texas today, Chief?
It was 80-something. I don't know.
Was that warm enough for you?
No, but I was driving all day, so I didn't need to worry about things. They're doing construction, and it seems, and you know, the younger Ogren said, how long will they be doing this construction? And I said, well, the contractors we had said that they've been doing construction all his life, so I'm guessing they're never going to be done.
Now that there is some job security.
And how about never? Does never work for you?
Well, he started looking up the statistics, and apparently there's so many people moving into Dallas that they are trying to expand, and they can't keep up with the influx.
Wow.
Going to need to build a few more Buc-ee's, huh?
I don't know, because there's a 78-mile, you know, distance between Buc-ee's.
That seems you could cut that in half and still make a lot of profit, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of QTs in between.
What's a QT?
It is the other gas station. I don't know what it stands for.
There's another gas station?
But, I mean, it's amazing. I don't know how they make money or anything, but they exist.
We had to buy gas there right at the airport when we visited.
Oh, is that QT?
Yeah.
Probably stands for, like, I don't know, questionable tactic or something. I don't know.
Well, it's not British Petroleum.
It's like, golly, we're at the airport. Maybe we ought to fill the rental car. What do you think?
Yeah. In both directions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. There is one nice thing.
Hmm.
I'm going to be...
A father?
My travel.
I'm sorry.
I've already been a father.
Again?
Twice. I've been a father more times than both of you, okay? So.
Right. Well, make three times the charm, man.
Yeah, but I had to practice for a really long time before it worked, so.
I did not. And that may have been.
Show off.
That may have been part of the problem. But either way.
Anyway, we digress.
Yeah, the biggest thing is that there is a national tour. I'm going to be in all fun sorts of fun places. So there's
the chief is going on tour?
Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Do you need a roadie? Oh, can we get t-shirts made up with all the places you go?
Oh, that would be awesome.
That would be awesome. We need to list all the places you're going, and I'm going to make up a tour shirt. This will be on the swag page, guys. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'll tell you they're not exciting.
Have you ever read the places on most bands' tour shirts? There's only a few exciting places.
Yeah, most of the time.
Everywhere else is like Kenosha.
Jimmy's House of Cheese, you know.
Yeah, my apologies to the people in Kenosha.
Is that Wisconsin?
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Used to be the home of the Barbershop Harmony Society.
Oh, Lord. Not those
then
people.
Then they moved to Nashville.
Because when I think Nashville, I think Barbershop.
Yeah, well, they're moving out of Nashville now, so that didn't work out.
Back to Kenosha?
I don't think so. I think they're moving to a Nashville suburb now.
You can't ever go home again.
Well, they bought a building downtown near the music district, thinking that would be a good idea and help them create contacts in the music industry, and it did.
Mm-hmm.
But now they don't really need a big fancy building, so they're going to sell it at a high price and go have more reasonable quarters outside the city, and they've already made the contacts, so it's not a bad move, actually.
So what you're telling me is they've made their money through real estate?
Yeah.
Okay.
and stealing dues during the pandemic, but that could be just my bitterness.
Just a little. No, it's okay. We empathize, we sympathize, we understand.
Thieving so-and-sos.
Don't get me started on thieving so-and-sos.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man.
We could talk about the day I had through my own stupidity,
It's not stupidity. It's, you know, small levels of dementia.
Oh, yeah, now I feel better. Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, the goon feels the need to get this off his chest, so we're going to give him this opportunity. Goon, please tell us your sad tale of woe.
So, to work where the chief used to work and Crutch and I are now employed, you require a series of badges to get in.
Badges? Do we need stinking badges? Yeah, we need stinking
badges. We do need stinking badges. Otherwise, the men with the guns are going to say, step out of the car, sir.
What if I say no?
Then we're... blam! You don't get to argue.
No.
And although, look at their record. Accuracy low. out of the three that have been able to penetrate said barrier, how many did they actually hit?
Two.
There was the guy from Baltimore that they killed. Right, who ran the little toll booth.
Mm-hmm.
There was the guy who escaped from the prison. Now, they might not have shot him. He hit in the stormwater management drain.
Yeah.
I think maybe they didn't shoot him. So
they eventually flushed him out.
they shot at him.
Yes.
That will usually adjust your attitude right there.
Then there was the painters who got lost and tried to jump the cement wall. Their car got shot. They were miraculously missed by every last bullet.
you know, the funny thing is, at least once a week, while I'm in line to get in, there's somebody getting the police step out of the car. I mean, they do that and search everybody's car who gets there by accident, but usually they're pretty nice about it. If you give them the impression that you're just lost, they're not going to roughhouse you.
But the ones that kill me are the ones in front, and I'm trying to get just park my car and get to the building, and the guy's there, and you can see he is rummaging through everything, and this side, and that side, and the other side, and then he eventually finds... you know, what he needs to find, and he shows it to them, and then he goes. And I'm thinking, maybe I'm just weird, but I don't get out of the garage unless that thing's around my neck.
Right. Which brings me to my sad tale. When I tried to do that in the garage this morning, couldn't find it.
Mm-hmm.
No badges, no little thing to get you into the computer system, nothing, nada, zip. Why, you might ask.
Why? Why, I do ask. I do ask why.
Hurricane. I see another letter's going off to number one fan about you. Okay.
Oh, by the time she hears this, I will already have heard it from her, so save your email. If she's not telling me, you talk too much, let Chief and Goon talk more. Fine.
She does not sound like that. I've spoken with her a time or two. She doesn't whine.
Continues.
a hurricane is about an hour away in a Virginia city.
To Virginia City?
No, that would be in Nevada. That wouldn't be an hour.
Get a room.
Thank you, Chief. She's about an hour away and staying in a hotel this week so she can teach her class without going through the god-awful traffic we have.
True. Awesome idea.
Yeah. When we, you and I went to see a movie this week, more on that later, this weekend.
Great movie.
I forgot to remove my credentials.
from the car she took.
Ruh-roh.
As they stood at the end of the driveway and thought about that, imagining her driving away and feeling very sad. She wasn't sad. I was sad.
She didn't know because it's not her stuff.
Right. Do you know, what you have to do to get at least partial access?
Oh, heck yes. Pain in the tuchus.
Yes. And the funny thing is, I got the main badge that I need to get in. But I don't know if you know this. Those badges will get you through the toll booths and into the building, but you can't get into any rooms, any offices.
Well, no.
Which means I can't get into my office. I have to ring the little doorbell and wait.
Yes, like a pauper.
You know how many times
you're waiting for a handout.
You know how many times a old guy has to pee?
All of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it was swell. It was swell for that. And could I get on the internet side? No.
That's the worst part.
Wait, did you get a turtle?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I thought you met up an hour away to go grab what you needed so that you would not be labeled said turtle.
Well, yes, it won't be tomorrow.
No, it won't be tomorrow. When I got home today, I let the Canine Protective Force outside and then changed, let them get back in. And during rush hour, I drove took me about an hour and 15 to get down to her. It's roughly 40 miles from here.
Wow.
Where she is. And I had dinner with her. And then I drove back up so that we could do the recording tonight.
You are awesome. Well, that's another 100 miles on your beastie anyway, so.
Yeah, 35 minutes to get back.
You're flying.
Well, the traffic had cleared up.
Yeah, you wait long enough, yeah.
And it's summer. I mean, that helps. If it were fall, it would have been an hour and a half each way.
That's no fun.
No. So I'll have more fun tomorrow. But if you set
I'll be a real boy tomorrow.
Yeah. If you set the goon an email, I'm 229 emails behind, so.
You obviously need to go to Crutch's email school.
Is that where you just delete everything?
Pretty close, actually, all kidding aside. Way back when, ladies and gentlemen, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I worked for Microsoft. And Microsoft takes all their new employees, especially ones that don't work in Redmond, Washington, and ships them to Redmond, Washington for a week. We spend 5 full days learning the ins and outs of being a MicroSquish employee. They spend an entire day, ladies and gentlemen, 8 solid hours on Outlook. And basically, because as an employee, you had corporate email to go through, and there was no way you were going to look at that on work time. You had a laptop that connected to a private network, and you would read those when you came home from the job that paid the bills. And having 200, 300 emails, which were not, you know, just blanket blasts, you had to, you know, a lot of times you had to respond to a lot of them. I got it down to, I could do about 300 emails in about 45 minutes. And the rules are pretty straightforward. If somebody's asking you to do something, turn it into a task and then delete the email. Somebody's asking you to be somewhere, turn it into an appointment and then delete the email. If somebody's asking you a question, if you can answer the question in the email, reply to it and delete it. If you can't, turn it into a task and tell them you'll get back to them. A lot of these is, and delete it. That's the important part. That's the part that a lot of people don't do. Is a lot of people will do an email, and I will send an email to Chief, and Chief will respond, and then I'll respond to you and CC Goon, and the next thing you know, you've got this conversation going on when picking up the phone would be that much quicker. And boom, 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 the emails go away. I taught a course to mid-level management at our particular customer site on how to do it because I got tired of sitting in briefings. And these guys would, of course, their briefing would be in an email and they'd bring up Outlook and you'd see a comma in the unread email, a number. And sometimes more than one digit to the left of said comma. And I'm like, if you've got 11,000 unread emails, seriously, anything more than 90 days old is OBE, overcome by events. Throw it away.
So
there you go. That's all you need to know.
You've never done help for housing authorities.
Really? I could help them. I could help them for the price.
You think so?
Well, yeah, because the first thing I do is go into everybody's email and delete everything that's more than 90 days old.
All right. So when you get sued by the state, then what will you do?
Oh, no. I was in my contract. I'm immune. I get immunity right up front. Mama didn't raise any idiot. Come on.
Because the directors that I have met have 15,000 unreads. I said, when do you plan on getting to that? They said, I need a virtual assistant.
The fourth of never.
So I continually
tell them. Never does never work for you?
I said, so I would look at it one day. Mm-hmm. And then I'd look at the next day and I said, the number has grown. What were you doing the day before? And usually the answer is, I'm drowning. And I'm like, well, how can we help you with this? Then once again, virtual assistant. And I said, hey, you're just spending money for someone to do your job for you.
Well, yeah. I don't want to do my job, but I'm willing to pay other people to do it as long as I get to keep my job that I'm not doing.
That's terrible.
I know that'll make sense if I go have a couple of shots.
Just run it backwards and it'll sound like red rum, red rum.
This is why when I was speaking to the eldest of Ogryn, and I said, if you become a fed and a lazy one at that, time card fraud and treason are pretty much the only two ways they're getting rid of you.
And treason is iffy.
Yeah, that depends which party is in power.
Truly does. You know, it's funny. A very, very close friend of mine from college days just retired from DHS. And I was like, Jesus, she was still there. I'd have sent him to her. She was like a upper middle management at DHS. She was like head of all, what was her title? Holy cow. She had a managers? Yeah, pretty much.
I think my son actually wants to work. You know, unlike the other folks that sit in your area. Because I want to say they're working.
No, let's not joke about that.
I don't think we can describe it as work.
Yeah.
As long as he doesn't end up like the Hitler Youth, you know, then I will consider it a success.
I don't even know. I think he's still with Amazon now. I'm not sure, though. I haven't heard from them in a while.
They both went there or just one?
No, the Chad.
The bad
guy? Yeah. I don't... the worst one, I think.
Yeah.
I got along much easier with his brother.
Yeah. His brother shaved his head in defiance. And the other one still kept his Hitler haircut.
I didn't know that's why the haircuts were different.
Yeah, this is it's funny because 1999, mm-hmm. When I was friends with his brother, and we would make fun of that all the time, but then after the Bush elections, they went to Washington State, and that is when they were indoctrinated into the land of the woke. When they came back, they were different.
But the nanobots got inserted.
Yeah, so that's what happened. So the nice thing was, even though the one with hair did not... He did not retain any of the common sense that he had been born with. The other one did, and that is why they would, at at Annapolis Junction, there were fights. It wasn't a chokeslam level fight, but it was enough of one that the person that witnessed the chokeslam
mm-hmm.
did make a couple comments, and they said, "Oh, it's just brothers expressing their feelings." And since no one would say anything, that's all it was.
Uh-huh.
There you have it.
There you have it.
That's how you...
I see. So, you know that Crutch and I went to see the Deadpool and Wolverine movie.
Yay!
So someone must have recommended that to you.
Someone did. I
thought it was really wise Texas residented individual.
We laughed so much that our sides were hurting at the end of the movie, and then the scene after the end titles
made us laugh harder.
We were still laughing walking out of the theater, and so was everyone behind us.
We're all looking at each other going, that is literally the funniest end thing, and we're all trying to figure out how many takes it took for him to get through that.
Apparently, there were... that wasn't the original ending. They wanted to do a... since he's now part of, you know, Marvel, Disney Universe,
mm-hmm.
they wanted to do something with Dr. Doom, because RDJ was announced. And that was going to end the joke from the beginning of the big guy doing cameos.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But he
doesn't do cameos.
Yeah. So
the joke was on them.
I think there were 20 different versions. And the part that took the longest to film was when Gambit was speaking. Because his accent and everything, the amount of stuff that Ryan Reynolds kept saying, who's
your dialogue coach?
Yeah, yeah. Does anyone understand this guy? You're ruining it for me. And every time they were doing that, the actors started laughing.
Right, and that's a no no. They, oh my gosh. Yeah. I was pointing out, is that it? That's Channing Tatum. It's like, he's in this movie. And all the cameos are amazing. Folks,
you Garner.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to ruin it for everybody, but there are so many people who have played Marvel characters in the past, whether it's a one shot right down the toilet movie, or maybe even a 3-movie set that went horribly bad, or...
Nearly all of the characters that got short-sheeted by either Fox or Disney are here.
Absolutely. Some of the low-level... I was surprised to see that the guy who played Toad is the same guy who played Toad. They went to that level of detail. They said, you know, we're not just going to bring the character back, we're bringing back the actor. I don't know what his name is, but I recognize him as the same dude.
Ray Park.
Oh,
wait a second. Is that?
Yeah. The
Darth
Maul. And Darth Maul. Oh, friend.
I didn't realize that.
Yes. Ray Park and Gary Daniels are two martial artists that never get a good own show. They are always some side character to someone else.
He still does demonstrations of his double lightsaber spin thing.
Oh, wow.
Like he'll be at a Comic-Con and somebody will hand him the double lightsaber. He'll just go right into it like he's been doing it for the last 3 hours, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. He's pretty amazing.
I think my two favorite nods were one where you and I just doubled up in our seats when they were in the void and you're looking at the barren landscape.
Oh.
And what's peeking out over one of the dunes?
Much like an homage to the Statue of Liberty poking out of the beach in the first of the Planet of the Apes movie. there's a broken 20th century Fox. The crumbling rock of 20th century Fox sticking out of the void. Yeah.
I'm glad Ryan's not bitter.
Yeah, well, I could tell that when he was at the TVA breaking the camera thing in your face.
Yeah. The fourth wall was obliterated in that movie, folks.
Yes. Yes. When they got the van in the void, Crutch looks at me and he goes, "Is that at all like your van?" And I go, "It's even the right color."
The goon actually owns the very same van that you will see in the movie. And after the fight scene, I think yours is in still better shape, yeah.
I don't get to say that very often, you know.
It's true. Oh, how many miles?
I just looked it up. 299.
Are we going to have a party?
I'll take a picture. We'll have a party.
So, you know what we learned? Number one, we know that Honda engines are good. So, mm-hmm. But the batteries on Teslas are supposed to last to 420,000 miles. Supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
That is not what OSF.
No, it is not. And then you get to replace them. And how much is that, Chief?
You might as well buy a new car.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Not that much.
$15,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well buy a new car. But either way, I'm glad people enjoyed the fun outing. This is the one thing that he was able to do. Even though Chris Evans, the actor who plays many things inside the Marvel Universe, is a very left-leaning person, he was able to deliver his things, showing that, you know, I care about the money until I get outside. Then I care about the politics.
Yeah.
But inside there... That's why one of the 20 endings was what you saw, obviously.
Now, is it like Clue where certain theaters have different endings?
I don't think so. I think in the special, you know, you buy it release, you'll get to see the things, because there were other things that were cut out. There was the She-Hulk that was cut out. There was X-Men that were cut out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, apparently there was like an hour and a half of extra footage that they cut out.
Wow.
And that was mainly, as he stated, you know, just this cameo was burning through all their money.
Do you know how much he's costing us?
Oh, mother. I don't know the actress, but I did appreciate the main villain. She had a nice little level of crazy.
She rocked, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it was actually comic book accurate.
So, oh yeah, I never knew the character. Yeah.
So again, because you did not take my advice and watch the FX show that I was trying to get to you, which it would be called Legion, which was Xavier's son. Yeah, then you would have known that
Xavier had a twin.
Well, since Inception, Xavier's been fighting on the astral plane.
Mm.
So the twin, he actually absorbed like her physical thing, and so only her psychic ability remained. And then it's like it attached itself to slime, and it was on a sewer system. And that's how it grew until it got inside a person. And there's some Egyptian other astral creature that, you know, plagued Africa. And that's the main bad guy of the Legion show. But again, it's always about Xavier, and it's always about big mind fights, you know. So that's that. Did either of you watch The Umbrella Academy?
I tried to get started on that. I got like through the first two episodes. Sorry.
I don't even think I got that far.
Yeah. So let me save you the heartache. It's not worth it.
Oh, but okay.
Thanks.
But because I have the disease of I can't not know.
I got to know.
Yeah. That's why I would never click it in that gunfight. So
I was just watching that the other day. Interesting you should bring that up.
Is about aliens. Oh. This monstrosity was not. So the Umbrella Academy, so basically the stuck up English guy is training kids to fight against aliens. An alien invasion that is coming. I was like, man, that's going to be awesome.
Right.
And it looked like, you know, the first season, it was like, okay, that could be the direction they're going.
Mm-hmm.
But then the lead character who decided that they were no longer them, but became an it, slowly destroyed the show, and they changed it.
Yeah.
And they turned it into one of those...
preachy things?
I think you said that it was Dallas... that had done it, where nothing happened.
Like, oh yeah, this is
the
Dallas
season.
They reverted an entire season because it was a dream.
Yeah, so they did that to the whole series.
Whoa!
They basically said, none of this happened, and everything you saw didn't exist. Here's the right timeline where they never were born. And that's how it ended.
Hart kind of did that at the end of his second show where he was in Vermont. God,
that was outstanding. Are you familiar with Bob Newhart, Chief?
He's dead, you know.
Yes, he is.
But only recently.
Right. He was Professor Proton.
I know who the actor is.
Okay, so he had two major TV series in his life. He had the Bob Newhart show and then Newhart.
Not much on titles was Bob.
No, he wasn't. pretty straightforward guy. The first one is a show where what was his job in the first show?
Psychologist.
He was a psychologist. That's right. And he was married. The actress who played his wife was Suzanne Plachette. And then in the second show, he ran an inn, and his wife was another very pretty actress. He guy got good casting. But in the very final episode, in the very final scene of the very final episode of his second series, he wakes up in the middle of the night, and it's the Mary Fran. There you go. And it's the set from his bedroom from the first series, and laying next to him is Suzanne Plachette, and he says, "I just woke up. I had this horrible dream that I woke up. I was running an inn in Maine, Vermont. Whatever. Yeah, one of those New England places. Nobody cares." Anyway,
nobody.
Your mother and I are not proud of you right now.
No one is proud of me ever. but the great thing about it was that for those of us who had seen the old series, we were all like, "Oh my God, they've just taken his entire second career and turned it into a dream of his first career," which wasn't even his first career because the dude had stand-up comedy. Comedy specials, comedy albums, prolific.
Indeed. Yeah. See, that was enjoyable to watch, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah. This was not.
No. And we get back to the point there.
Do we have anything else to talk about today? Like, do we want to mention the incredible Secret Service that we have? You know, the one where the Canine Protective Force could do better?
Oh, they could. The only thing they're missing is a car. And we could give them, we wouldn't want to give them your Odyssey. It's already famous for being in a movie. So.
I don't know. I don't know. It's pretty durable.
God, the canine protective force. You know, all kidding aside, all things considered, I'd rather have them around me than the Secret Service. Apparently, they break into people's businesses because they need to use the toy. Then they apologize. Then they get a lot of flack for it. Then they renege on their apology. And I'm like, that's classic. It wasn't us that did that.
They picked a lock to go use this place, put tape over the security camera.
Well, you know why it was closed, though?
It was, wasn't there a campaign event?
It was open. It was open near a campaign event. And the Secret Service kept coming in and doing security sweeps and making a general nuisance of themselves. So the owner said, well, I'm just going to close. So I think they kind of did it to force the closure and then went, oh, look, now that they're gone, we can use their bathroom.
As long as we break in. And oh, by the way, when we leave, we'll leave the place unlocked.
Yeah, with the alarm running. Yeah.
That's swell. That's swell. That's great.
People are talking that there might be a possibility that this is a violation of the Third Amendment of the Constitution.
Is that the illegal
quartering? Yes. It's an extension, which you could make the argument that there was an illegal quartering of government people in this facility.
Yeah, well,
I want to see that one go to the Supreme Court. They're going to look at the document and go, wait, is the three right? This isn't a second or a fourth? Are you sure?
I words leave me.
The Third Amendment.
I mean, we
live it.
We have
no, it, love it.
They're Keystone Cops.
They are. Yes. I would feel much safer with the CPF around me. But they,
well, I'll send Doug over. Doug's ready right now. Wendy's outside. I can hear her racing the engine on the van.
Well, I mean, after the body cam footage came out, is there any doubt left?
Wait, there was body cam footage too?
The body cam footage of the officer
taping up the camera?
No, the body cam footage of the officer who initially saw the wannabe assassin.
Uh-oh.
The one that everyone said was a coward and
right.
ran? Yeah, he ran to the Secret Service to tell them what he saw. And they just did nothing. So they're
almost like they knew he was there already.
Yes. So at this point, it's no longer the conspiracy theory would be that they were doing their job. The actuality of everything is people were put in power to allow a bad thing to happen, and something thwarted their plans. You know. I'm pretty sure Scooby-Doo had something to do with it. They would have gotten away if it weren't for those meddling kids.
Oh my gosh, it's so sad, folks. It's very sad.
Did they like pull his mask off right after they shot him and go, "Look, it's the kids. It's Bobby Smith from Pittsburgh or whatever his name was."
His last name was Crooks, wasn't it?
Crooks.
It should be easy to remember.
And he has two other names because you always got to use three names.
Yeah, isn't that kind of weird? All bad guys have three names.
That's right.
And I know when I'm in trouble, I get all four names. So, you know.
So did I from my mom. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd even throw my confirmation name.
Exactly. Oh, I got it too. Yep.
Yeah, and be like, uh-oh.
Yeah. Then you're just slinking up there because you know the beating is turned, is on its way.
Yeah, I did.
Go get me something to beat you with. Yeah.
Yes. There's a switch out back. Oh, the good old days. Anyway.
That's how they called it, rearing a child.
Oh.
Thank you.
He's here all week, folks.
Dip your servers, try the salmon.
That's right. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, the things we do to provide you with just a little bit of levity once a week, every week, at least we try every week. We try every week to do it once a week, but yeah, I'm sorry, I'm rambling. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for once again for indulging us in our lack of supervision. Please tip your waiter and waitress. Anyway, because remember, those tips are no longer going to be taxed by either party. Good job there. Before you go, please, he's put a lot of time and effort, love, blood, sweat, and tears into them. please listen to our wonderful commercial spots.
Tonight's episode brought to you in part by Crutch and Goon's Deadpool Van Sales. Let's say you want a van, just like the incredible machine shown in Deadpool and Wolverine. Where are you going to get an almost 20-year-old Honda Odyssey with high mileage and a more than rugged disposition? Who, oh who, has the knowledge of these vehicles and the charisma to sell them to you? Crutch and Goon's honest car salesman will help you bring a treasure home just like the one in the movies for a reasonable price. You can trust us. And the Wild Wild Left. Secret Service agents Eric Swalwell and Fang Fang protect the left from harm in this new comedy western. Watch them break in, open a salon so their candidates can relieve themselves in private. And fail to lock up the store when they leave because the little people just don't matter. See them fail to protect the opposition. Coming this fall to the Happy Pole Network. And the CPF's We Need a Cruiser GoFund Us. Please send money and dog treats so we can buy a hot car to chase squirrels, show cat, the hateful kitten, and bad guys, and squirrels. Thanks from Doug, Wendy, and Stitch.
Swimming with the Fish is produced by Happy Pole LLC, copyright 2024, all rights reserved.